And the matrix, I say, is a big illusion. A Plato's cave. Plato wrote about how to basically grow people in a cave and give them a complete sense of a false reality, which they'd never question. They'd think it was the truth. It's all they knew. And even when a person broke out of the cave and came back and told them there was a big world out there and told them the real reasons for the shadows on the cave and so on, the people would rather kill the bringer of bad news than listen to them or even attempt to go out themselves and find out if it was true. That's what people experience when you try to wake people up. When people do wake up themselves spontaneously, which generally is the end product of a long search, personally, but spontaneously, they freak out because they want to tell everyone what they know. They think it's just a matter of talking and presenting the facts, and that's all there would be to it. And the common sense of people would make them act and wake up, and it floors them to find out that the people they're telling don't want to know. It terrifies them even more, and so they freak out further and become angry with those people because they feel like they should shake them, and somehow through the shaking the people will have a new knowledge for truth and understanding. It does not happen that way. It takes a process to break out of a lifetime of conditioning. You don't know that long ago, back in the 1700s even, and even before, governments ran countries, especially countries like Britain, under a science, a very old science that they got to from the Middle East, from ancient times. And they knew how to create culture. They knew how to give the people festivals. The Catholic Church worked hand in glove with kings and queens. And in fact, many kings and queens were appointed by the same Vatican. It was a fixed power structure stretching across the planet, but mainly throughout Europe. And they gave the peasantry hard toil under a feudal system that was sanctioned by the religion of the country. And the peasants would get the occasional holiday where they'd let off some steam. They'd roll in the hay. They'd think they were making merry and having a great old time before they'd go back to their toil and doffing their cap to their master when he rode past on his big horse. That was the feudal system. And somehow we're being conned, mainly in the 20th century, that the feudal system had gone its own way off the dodo bird. But nothing again is further from the truth. That is, another Plato's cave was developed to bring the next generation up in, to give them a reality. And that was the reality of the emerging nations, as they called it, nation states, with power for war. And I'll be back with more after the following break.
And going back to the neuroscientists and some of the precursors of the neuroscientists who dealt with global future predictions, because they worked on big global think tanks and they worked towards a global society of trained public across the world and constant training. They called it lifelong learning as they continued to train you and train you and train you. They talked about this very, very system back in the 30s and 40s, including Bertrand Russell's, where he said that many people used to think that all you have to do is present the facts to the people and they'll respond logically and do the right thing. And he said you can do more with a brass band and military uniforms to get folk motivated than you can with all the rhetoric and facts in the world. And that really, unfortunately, is true. Many people who think they're waking up are actually, I've always said this, they're not really waking up at all. They're simply waking to some part of their life changing, and that's what they're objecting to. And they're forced, they're given no choice but to really look into why either they're getting either hit in the pocket or something. And so through a financial crisis or something like that, they have to look and at least question something. But they really don't want to question anything else. And then you have the disinformation agencies and professional agencies that are out there too, which are given the job to wrap in all the UFO stuff and ghosts and all the rest of it into the same thing to discredit those who put out nothing but facts, because you're lumped in with the same bunch. A very old technique, of course, used by counterintelligence agencies for an awful long time. So this is the age in which we live, and the more confusion of the multitude of people going into sites or forums or whatever with their own particular slant on something or belief on something, the more confusing it can get. And that's why the big boys are not worried at all, to be honest with you, about any conscious or global awakening on any unified scale. Only a unified scale would get any attention to, but that won't happen, because you'll find all the different people on different forums, they're all fighting each other as they try to push forward their particular point of view. It's kind of like the old Russia before the Bolsheviks took over completely. There were so many different types or spins of socialism being pushed by different parties at the time, a mass of them. It was awfully confusing to the average person. And when they're all fighting each other and criticizing and etc. each other, the Bolsheviks certainly went in and took over. They then proceeded to eliminate the leaders of all the rival parties. The Matrix is an amazing place, isn't it? You're born into it, and it's drummed into your head from a very, very early age that what you see around you is reality, and your parents don't know to tell you any difference, and you try and conform into that reality. And if you don't conform quite properly, now they drug you to death and all this kind of stuff to make sure that you're compliant and a good, what they call a responsible citizen, that does what you're told to do. You work, you pay taxes, you go home, you watch TV, and you talk about nothing except trivia. And that's very good for those who manage society, you see. But then you wake out of the matrix, you break out of it, hopefully. And if you do, you'll have a hard time communicating to those around you, because they are still in it, and they quite like it, actually. It's all they've ever known. It's Plato's cave for them. And people can live and grow their whole lives and learn nothing when you're totally indoctrinated into a system. They learn nothing at all. They don't study human behavior. They don't observe by themselves, those around them. And they keep voting the same way too. In fact, they keep voting. That surprises me at all. They keep voting. And in democracy, they always say that you don't vote a new party in. You're so sick of the last ones, you're voting them out. And they never learn that promises are never fulfilled. They're always broken. And that's what politicians do. They're called liars. Then they compromise. How can you have something you truly believe in and compromise on it? You can't. You have no integrity if you do. Well, they compromise in everything. And that's what they tell the public. Well, we have to come to an understanding and compromise, and here's the deal. So it's your own fault when you get them in and you keep doing it. But of course, too, we also know that eugenics is a big part of it. And we don't realize we've been really treated like a herd down through the ages. I always thought of the old Bible, Old Testament, and you had shepherd kings, and it wasn't really to do with sheep, it was that they were the shepherds over the people, the masses, if you like, and nothing has changed. That's why that symbol is still so important to a lot of the big societies and the various orders that are out there that belong to these societies. The idea of shepherding the sheep, and the sheep, as you know, is the dumbest animal out there. Well, that's what we are. We're the sheeple, you see. You don't have to be a sheeple. You can actually decide to get out of it if you wish to and start eating meat, for instance, and become something else. Hopefully you'll start thinking for yourself. It's a long process, and it's painful too, because you have to shed all the dear, the near and dear indoctrinated illusions that you've held to you, and which has given you your modus operandi to live on for another day. You have to shed them all and just take the risk. And I call it free falling. You have to just jump out of a plane without a parachute. You don't know where you're going to land. And that's a chance you take if you want to wake up, truly wake up and break through all of it, all of it. Because when you come out to that tunnel from underground in the dark, the land of the dead, and you see that green field there, as I say, I always use the same allegory as an analogy, you will see all the minefields in front of you. And the minefields look awfully appealing. They have flags saying, come here, here's the answer. And you're trying to get right across that field to the forest where you know the answers are. But on the way, if you get tripped up and you get waylaid and you toddle off to see what this flag really says, and you'll find an awful lot of good information, absolutely. They'll keep you running in circles, fixed on one little part of the agenda forever. And some people do. They spend their whole life just bringing up stuff about just the Masons, or just the order of this, or just the order of, or the Vatican, or whatever. And they don't go any further. They can't see there's an overreaching power that coordinates all of these organizations together. Just like the UN does with thousands of organizations beneath it, you see. So don't get stuck. It's difficult not to get stuck. But eugenics is a big part of it because all wealth, and this is true what Karl Marx says, it comes from the people. It comes from manufacturing and from labor. And those at the top don't do any labor, you see. They can occasionally push a pen to go through university, and that's about as far as they go, or to sign laws into their constitutions, etc., and your bills of rights and change everything, but in reality they are not laboring classes, and they need you. They need you to live off of. That's what they live off, is you. Everything that adorns their beautiful little castles and their big homes and mansions and make sure that their Lear jets working okay all comes from human labor, and we're trained like rats to work for money. So if they run the money system, they can't fail, you see. It's as simple as that.